check this out. We have brilliant life hacks that you need to try. Now, you're always gave little tricks around the house, you know, or around the kitchen, around the house, where that you've been doing. Like, I'll give you a, I'll give you an example. First one here is use a bowl as a makeshift iPhone speaker. Pump up the volume at any impromptu party by putting your smartphone in a bowl. The concave shape will amplify the music from its speaker. That makes sense, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah. The one that I had heard is also, you know, the inside roll of a paper towel, the brown.
The tube?
The tube, yeah.
The cardboard tube?
Yeah, you cut a slit in that and you put it in the middle. The same type of idea, the concave.
Oh, and then you get, like, bigger sound.
Yeah.
I tried to do that once. It just fell over.
What fell over?
The tube.
Oh, that's
with my phone.
With your phone in it.
I'm sure you have to prop it up a little more.
Well, use a bowl next time.
I've used a cup.
A cup, and that works?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this idea? Brilliant life hacks that you should all try. Add a Lazy Susan to your fridge. That makes sense. Sick of having to take 5 Tupperware containers out of your fridge in order to reach something behind them? Put a Lazy Susan on each shelf next time. All you need to do is spin to access the food way in the back. That's a pretty good idea. Now, don't some fridges come with like a spinning thing in the middle of them?
I have not encountered one of them, but that is a good idea.
Yeah, it is. It is a good idea. Well, hey, we're connecting what we were just talking about before, Dan. Program frequently used words to autofill on your phone. It can be very frustrating to type on your smartphone's tiny keyboard. Save time on words that you often use by creating custom text replacement shortcuts. For instance, if you type your full name out a lot to fill out forms, set up your initials to autocorrect your name, leave it for usernames, email addresses, and simple phrases like leaving now or be there soon. Yeah, you know, but doesn't the phone automatically, don't many phones automatically do that, Dan, if you type something a lot?
Yeah, I mean, they do become intuitive and start to pick up on it.
Because, you know, you text me every night when you pick me up, and it's the same text, because all you have to do is go to that, right, and just hit it.
Right.
Right, and then my response is the same response every time to acknowledge that you're out front. So it's like click, boom, and it goes. But I didn't set that up. The phone automatically remembers it. So.
Yeah, as a Galaxy, they have, like, similar to a computer, they have a clipboard where it saves your most used messages.
Mm. Okay. You know, you can take scratches out of your CDs and DVDs using a banana. Well, nobody has CDs anymore, right? Does anybody have CDs?
Very rarely.
But we do have DVDs. To de-scratch a CD, peel a banana and rub the fruit on the disc in a circular motion. Use the underside of the peel to rub the banana in deeper before wiping away the residue with a lint-free cloth. Lastly, give the disc a spritz of Windex to remove smudges with a new cloth. Now, it doesn't explain the science behind this, Dan. Like, why would a banana take scratches out of your DVD or your CD? I don't understand. I don't understand what's in a banana that would do that. So if you have a scratch on your DVD or you have a scratch on your CD, peel a banana, rub the fruit on the disc in a circular motion, and then you gotta give a little spritz of Windex to get rid of the smudges. But I'm just curious as to why a banana does that. I don't know.
It's broken my computer searching this for this answer, so I'll have to get back to you.
Computer being broke. You know what? It's banana oil. That's a bunch of banana oil.
Bunch of banana oil.
That's just a bunch of banana oil. All right. How about cool a warm soda in 3 minutes? To have an ice-cold can in just a few minutes, put your drink in a large pot, cover it with ice, fill the pot with water, add a couple of cups of salt, stir until the salt is dissolved. Your canned beverage will be magically cold. Or you could get a glass, put some ice in it, open the can of pop, and pour the pop in the glass.
That's too easy. I want science.
Yeah, I want salt and pots. You know, when I want a can of cold pop, I think, you know, this process is going to be great. Let's get a bag of ice, a pot, some salt and water, spin it up.
Although, have you ever seen, I saw it mainly in Europe. They have, I forget how you have to do it. It's a certain procedure you have to do to get a soda. You freeze it somehow, and then when you pull it out, you turn it, and it turns into slushy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have seen that. I've seen that online.
I've seen machines, soda machines, where they're like already in frozen for you to do it.
Right. No, that's true. I have seen that too.
I think I tried once. It didn't work out.
I've never really seen it like in front of my face in practice, but I have seen stuff online, you know, videos and things like that online. So that just seems to be like a lot of trouble to go to cool off a can of pop. I just put some ice in a glass, pour the damn pop in the glass, and drink it.
Yeah, but sometimes you want ice cold.
Or maybe you don't want it watered down.
Oh, there's that.
Is that what it is?
I'm not a user of the fridge here too often at the radio station, but have you tried this turbo freeze button we have on the fridge here?
No.
All those buttons scare me. I don't know what they're for.
There's a button that says turbo freeze. Press and hold for 3 seconds. I've always wanted to try it, but like Esmeralda,
just to freeze something. Stick it.
I don't know. I don't know if it turns the fridge cold or something within the fridge cold.
What if you freeze everything?
That's the thing. If you press turbo freeze, and everybody's food gets all frozen. I do. The only thing that I use the fridge for is it has a water dispenser, and I like the fact that you can choose cubed or crushed ice. That makes me happy. So that's where that's what I use. I drink a ton of water while I'm working, and so I make trips to that fridge a lot of times. You know, like during the news, where's Nick? By the fridge, getting some crushed ice and some water. So, all right, everybody, hang on, because we're going to come back and talk more about these life hacks that you need to try. It could change your life. Get your bananas and rub them all over your discs. That's all I'm saying. It's magic. All right. Why don't we take a break here and we'll come back. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you have any tricks that you use around the house and you have some advice for us, 312-981-7200. Badfinger rules. Triple Play Thursday. Lou requested some Badfinger. That's Baby Blue. Hey, you know, Dan, there's a Harry Styles song that is a complete ripoff of that song.
I remember you telling me that he played it on Saturday Night Live, right?
He did. I was watching Saturday Night Live when Harry Styles was the musical guest. And he's playing the song, and I'm like, oh, apparently Harry Styles has a Badfinger song at home. He has a Badfinger album at home. Because it's, I mean, really, seriously, the riff is exactly the same. I was like, what are you, it's so blatantly Badfinger. So, I don't know. Jerk. Esmeralda, do you enjoy Badfinger?
I don't know.
Okay.
I probably do.
I think you do, and I think you would. Paul McCartney wrote a few songs for them. They were on Apple with the Beatles.
I'm sure I know songs. I just don't know that they were Badfinger.
Yeah. No, they've got a lot of great songs. They were a terrific band. Terrific band. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're talking about some of these great little tricks and hacks that you can use that may transform your entire being. All right, how about this one? Use a hairdryer to get rid of water rings. Blast the stains with a low heat setting until they start to disappear. When they're gone, rub a little bit of olive oil on the spot to recondition the wood. So that it, instead of using coasters. After you take 20 minutes to cool down your pop in a bucket full of ice and salt, then don't worry about using a coaster, because you got a hair dryer and some olive oil. I have a glass coffee table. The top of my coffee table is glass, so that wouldn't work for me. So, all right. How about this? Use a mesh bag to hold small items in the dishwasher. Esmeralda, do you do that? You got yourself a mesh bag to throw in the dishwasher?
No, I got the thing where you put the forks.
Oh, yeah, the strainer kind of thing.
It's got little doors on it.
Right. When you need to put small things in the dishwasher, like corn on the cob holders, put them in a mesh laundry bag, the kind that you use for delicates. That way, nothing will fall through the grates. Try it for tiny Tupperware, measuring spoons, and the caps to reusable bottles. Oh, how about this? Boil salt water to get rid of burn marks. The good news, you cooked yourself a lavish meal. The bad news, now there are burn marks on your pan. Instead of resigning yourself to ages of hard scrubbing, follow this tip from Martha Stewart. Fill the pot or pan with cold water. Add 2 or 3 tablespoons of salt. Let it sit overnight. The next day, bring the water to a boil. Pour it out. Do a final wash with soap. Wow, that's a good tip. That's a real good tip. All right, Martha. Wonder if she told that to Snoop Dogg while they were blowing weed together. All right. Here's another little hack for exercise between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. During this period, your physical performance is at its peak. Your risk of injury is at its lowest, and your muscle strength, lungs, and hand-eye coordination are all at their best and most efficient, which puts you at peak workout mode. Not if you work this shift. That's a life hack for people who work normal hours. So, plus, if you work out roughly at the same time every day, you'll create a ritual that will be harder to break when you're feeling less motivated. Okay, that makes sense. But still, it makes sense for people who work 9 to 5. Yeah. Here's another life hack for you. Color code your keys. If you have trouble remembering which key is which, color code them to solve the problem once and for all. You don't need any fancy supplies, just nail polish. Simply dab a dot of color on the head of your key. Avoid painting any part of the key that makes contact with the lock if you don't want nail polish rubbing off inside your locks. If you have trouble telling keys apart in the dark, try a glow-in-the-dark paint. All right. Glow-in-the-dark paint. The thing is, I can tell the difference. I don't have a ton of keys. Not like I'm walking around like, you know, Schneider from One Day at a Time. But I can tell them apart because they're shaped differently. You know what I mean? They don't look the same. My front door key is shaped completely differently than the inside key. And I've got two locks on that, and there's two different locks. My back door key is a different shape. So I know them by shapes. But I know people who have done that. That's a thing I know that people have done. They have done the nail polish thing. Dan, do you have a lot of keys?
I do not, but I have the 2 or 3 keys that I have are all the same brand, so I do run into this problem.
Okay. How about you, Esmeralda? Do you have trouble identifying your keys?
I only have house keys, and they're all like yours. They're all different.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they have those things that you can... They're these little rubber things. You ever see those, Dan?
Yeah, but they're really hard to put on.
Oh, okay.
And they cost money for keys.
Well,
it just seems silly, like, when you can just, I don't know, remember that they're different, or...
Yeah.
It's like, well, like a lot $3 of places, for a key thing. I was right.
And a lot of places now, like your local Ace, mm-hmm. Lou Manfredini. well, you can have like specialized keys where it's like a Cubs key, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you can get those all over. My dad's got a Cubs key. Of course he does, because everything he has the Cubs on it for some, you know, in some shape or capacity. All right, more of these hacks, and we got some food stories to talk about too. And Skip Skipley's on the way. He'll be here in approximately an hour, and we will play another vivid game of For the Record. Cats are outside already, Esmeralda.
Of course.
I can see them from up here.
Yeah, they sleep out there.
They do.
Floating.
Getting ready for you to sing. That'll be coming up. After the, a little bit later on. News is next. Triple Play Thursday is underway. That's one artist, three songs. Get your requests in at 312-981-7200. 262 area code requesting Johnny Cash. I'm assuming that was June Carter Cash. If I Were a Carpenter. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we were talking about some of these tricks. Do you guys have some household tricks of the trade that help you out, some shortcuts? We have some life hacks here that you need to try. And 312-981-7200. Here's one, Esmeralda. De-scratch furniture with a walnut.
Oh, I've seen that.
You have?
Yeah.
Says erase dings and scrapes in wood furniture by rubbing a walnut over the problem area. The oil from the nut will make those scrapes disappear. Well, that's pretty cool. I still don't know why a banana will get the scratches out of a DVD.
I have been searching since we've read it, and I cannot find it.
Really?
Answer.
Does that mean banana just gets infused into the scratches?
That's what you would think, except they say rub banana all in a circular motion on the scratchy CD or the scratchy DVD, and then wipe it off with a cloth, and then spritz a little Windex on it and wipe it with a new cloth. So that, I guess, would get rid of the excess banana? I don't know. I really don't know. I find it fascinating, though. All right, how about this? Oh, this one I've heard a million times. Cut clean slices of cake with dental floss. I've seen that one a million times. To avoid smeared frosting and clumps of cake breaking off, use a long string of unflavored dental floss to cut through the cake. This also works with soft cheeses. You can also get a cheese cutter for that. So you can have that. But dental floss, wouldn't that be cool if you made a mistake and you had wax dental floss? Use some wax dental floss or flavored or mint flavored or cinnamon flavored dental floss.
So minty cheese.
See, yeah. I love it when my brie tastes like cinnamon. All right. Hull strawberries with a straw. You don't need a strawberry huller. Take the stems off the strawberry cleanly by driving the strawberry right through biting the straw right through the bottom to the top. Okay. We got some texts that just came in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 815 area code says WD-40 on a paper towel will clean the cloudiness off of those plastic headlight lenses. Three one two area code says GE the turbo freeze setting. Now, see, this is up for everybody who wants to know what that is. Dan, it's you as well as Esmeralda. Too scared to touch any of them. Any of the other buttons. The turbo freeze setting revs up the freezer compartment, cooling it quickly after frequent or extended door openings. When this feature is selected, the compressor is activated and the freezer fans turn on at high speed. Even when the door is open, the freezer temperature will revert to the coldest setting for a 2.5 hour period or until turbo freeze is turned off, whichever comes first. It maximizes the cooling ability of the freezer compartment. The turbo freeze and the turbo cool can be run at the same time. So if you got guys, people just opening up the fridge for no reason, just keeping it open for 20 minutes and then you close it, you put on your turbo cool. Turbo Cool, also a Chuck Norris movie. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
Learning so much today about
Chuck Norris. All right, how about this? Hang wrinkled clothes in the bathroom while you shower. In a pinch, like when you're traveling, you can spruce up wrinkled clothes by hanging in the bathroom while you shower. When the room gets steamy, the heat and moisture will help unwrinkle your duds. but you will want to smooth the clothes out by hand afterwards. You don't have to take a shower, right? I'm not saying I don't take showers. I'm just saying I've been known to do that with the shower with me not in it. You know, to steam up the room to get the wrinkles out of clothes. I've been known to do that. But if you do that while you're showering, what if, like, shampoo goes flying?
Well, you don't hang it in the shower.
Just hang it right in the shower next to me.
How do you shampoo your hair, I think, is a more important question. Jesus.
He spins. He spins as he washes.
I have a very, very distinct way of washing my hair. And it's even worse now because my hair is getting long. And Esmeralda, the whole hair on the wall trick, It's happening more now because as my hair gets longer, obviously it falls out more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that writing your name on the wall. With your hair. How about, hey, why don't you try this? Burn crayons if you're out of candles. If the power goes out, you can't find your emergency candles, grab a box of crayons. Carefully set one upright in a small glass. Use the lighter the same way that you would a regular candle. The crayon should burn for up to 30 minutes. I did not know that.
Some kids can be real mad you're burning their crayons, though.
Get home and there's a bunch of burnt, melted crayons. Yeah, I would imagine you have to take the paper wrapper off. That would be...
It helps to make it bigger.
Yeah, make the flame bigger. Setting some paper on fire while you're in there. How about this? Store sheet sets inside pillowcases. No more hunting in your linen closet for the right sheets. Organize each matching sheet set by folding everything and storing it inside one of the pillowcases.
Oh, I do that.
Do you do that?
Yeah, because I read one of them hacks. But it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Because then everything's there.
Right.
You don't have to think about it.
It does. It absolutely makes sense. Here's another one. Wax your stovetop to make future cleaning a breeze. After you've given your stovetop a thorough cleaning, apply a thin layer of car wax and then buff it off with a clean towel. Now, wiping off future spills and blobs of food will be painless, plus your stove will look shiny and new. That's pretty cool. That's a good idea. How about using a clothespin to hold a nail while hammering? Once you use a clothespin to hold a nail while hammering, you'll wonder why you've ever risked hitting your fingers before. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. You ever bust your thumb with a hammer, Esmeralda?
I have not.
Dan, have you ever?
Yes.
Yes, it's fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Barrel of laughs.
Yeah, it's just a barrel of monkeys you were going to say. Oh, we got a call here. Paul is on WGN. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Nick. Hey. An easier way to get wrinkles out of your clothes is you take the shower and you spritz your clothes with water lightly, and you just throw it in the dryer.
So it
magically gets rid of all the wrinkles.
Oh, yeah. You spritz water on it and throw it in the dryer. Right.
Yeah.
Or you throw your wet towel in there.
Or a wet towel there at the same time.
Another good thing is a household cleaner for everything, Windex.
Windex cleans everything.
Yes, bathrooms, toilets, you name it.
Okay. All right, Paul, thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Paul has seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
You know what I did today?
Hmm.
My tub was looking horrific.
Okay.
It just had like soap scum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just used some spray that I had and it wasn't working. And I'm scrubbing it. And then I looked online. You can use dish soap.
To get the soap scum out of
your... Yeah. Because, dish soap is usually, like, grease.
Right. You want to get rid of the grease and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so you're cleaning up really gritty food crap. So it would.
Yeah, I was quite amazed how quickly it dissolved all the scum.
Isn't also vinegar like a thing that you can use for everything?
Yeah, that's actually usually people who are trying to be more green.
Mm-hmm.
They use vinegar to clean things because I guess it's a natural disinfectant.
Right. Yeah. All right. Chill wine without watering it down. Sometimes you need to chill your wine under no circumstances do you want melting ice cubes to water down your drink. For a sustainable solution, invest in some reusable plastic ice cubes. Unlike traditional cubes, plastic ones won't melt. You ever seen those, Esmeralda?
The plastic ones? Yeah. They're cute.
Yeah. Plastic ones. And then do you get a nice plastic taste with them?
I hope not.
That would be the only thing that would keep me from doing that. So, of course, you know, my pop is not going to be watered down because I've got a big pot and bags of ice and salt ready to stir for 3 minutes so I can keep my pop nice and cold.
Or make ice cream.
Or ice cream. There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a few more of these. Then we'll talk about some other stuff. And then we've got Skip Skipley's on the way. And another edition of For the Record will be coming up. And if you want to jump in here with talk or text, it's 312-981-7200 if you got any little tricks of the trade you want to share with us. And Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. Got a break here for weather and traffic. So this this song is, it's kind of got like a nice, you know, jaunty little melody. But it's about waking up on a Sunday morning after blowing a bunch of weed and getting really drunk and then starting off the day with more beer and smoking. 262 area code requesting some Johnny Cash, Sunday Morning Coming Down. You know who wrote that song, Dan?
Who's that?
Chris Christopherson.
Ah.
Yes. And they actually, the record company wanted to change the lyrics from and the stuff I smoked last night. They wanted to change the lyrics. Because they didn't want any. I'm going to have to sneeze here. Hang on.
Oh, he looked up at the light. Yeah, that's what caught it.
Oh, man. All right. Anyway, didn't happen. So anyway, there's a great story behind the writing of that song and how it came out. So anyway, that's a great song. Johnny Cash, 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Yeah.
And we are here. Skip Skipley is on the way. We'll have another fun For the Record game that's coming up, and we're in the Allstate studio here, Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich will join you for the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. That's coming up. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. So stick around for all of that. So we've been talking about some of these hacks and some of these tricks that you can do around the house or other places, shortcuts, things like that. And if you have any, you want to talk or text us those, it's 312-981-7200. All right, you got a few more here. How about use the blender to clean a blender? Don't risk slicing your fingers by cleaning a blender with a sponge. Just pour in soap and water, turn it on, and rinse it out. Voila. That's actually a pretty good idea. Yeah. Pour some soap and water in. Put the blender on. Blender does all the work. You don't have to cut off your fingers.
Although I'm paranoid that doesn't get completely clean. Because I got the nooks and crannies from the in the bottom.
Yeah.
And like that little rubber thing you got to put in there.
Yep. I know what you mean. You know, you use that bullet thing to juice stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a juicer. Heather and I had a juicer. You want to talk about a pain in the ass to clean this thing, especially all the crap that was taken out of the fruit when you're putting it in there. It all ends up in like this tray, this big thick tray with all the gunk in it. That was a real when we used to juice stuff in this juicer, man, it was a pain in the neck to clean. Real pain. How about this? Use this trick to tell if your eggs have gone bad. Yeah, you look at the carton and the date. That's a pretty good way. It's a pretty good way of telling. Unless you have, like, in your fridge, you have the egg holder. Do fridges still have that?
Mine does not.
Mine doesn't either. On the shelf, you remember those things? It's so you put your eggs in there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put a carton of eggs in. You can just use that. Determine if an egg has gone bad by placing it in a bowl of cool water. If it sinks onto its side, it's perfectly fine. If it sinks and stands on its smaller end, it's still edible, but not for very much longer. If it floats, it's bad.
Man, you got to have some old eggs because they last a while.
Yeah. Yeah. How does this work? Fresher eggs have less air under their shells, which is why they sink to the bottom. So there you go. This must be for people who don't go through a lot of eggs. You know, you get a dozen eggs and then you eat one. 4 weeks later, you're like, oh, I still have like 11 eggs left.
So you got to get that thing where it's cut in half. I love when supermarkets do that.
Oh, you mean half dozen eggs?
Yeah, they do the half.
Yeah, they do that. We used to do that at the dairy department where I worked at the Jewels.
Is that because like the other ones were crushed? So then to save
there,
it?
No, there were times when you would have to like combine eggs if they were, but they had to have the same date. You know what I mean? Like if eggs got damaged, the next carton had to have the same date.
Right.
If you were going to mix them in, because you want to put older eggs in with newer with newer eggs.
Just give them a hodgepodge.
Yeah. But now you don't have to cut you can actually just get half dozen eggs. They come in a container.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can pre-order them. You don't have to, like, the person at Jewel doesn't have to cut them in half.
Oh.
They come pre-packaged like that.
I liked those more just because I was like, oh, well, that's a nice thing to do.
Is to cut your egg carton in half.
Sometimes you only need a couple eggs.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. Eggs are one of those things where if you have to buy 12 and you only need, like, two for a recipe, and maybe you don't eat a lot of eggs, maybe that's why this little trick has to work. That's why people are throwing eggs in cool water and watching them float. Let's see. Use dryer sheets as a fan and a fan as a makeshift air freshener. Create a makeshift air freshener by turning on a fan and taping a dryer sheet or two to the back. They'll stick on and work efficiently to eliminate odors. Ugh. 847 area code texted in with some of their own hacks and tricks. Listening from Peoria, Illinois, you can use shaving cream on the mirror to stop it from fogging up, the steam from fogging it up. That's true. That's very true. We've mentioned that before on the show. 815 area code says, you can't just light the wax of a crayon. You need to leave the paper on. The paper absorbs the liquid wax as the crayon melts, and that's what fuels the fire. Oh, so you got to leave the paper on. Bob Medea. Hey, Bob. Thanks for listening, buddy. He's our Sherlock Holmes expert. Nick, try making ice cubes out of your favorite pop to keep the drink cold. That's a good idea.
Oh, I never thought to do that.
That's a very good idea.
Some flat soda?
Yeah. 630 area code says, use coffee filters to dry glass and avoid streaks. My son learned this when he was cleaning inside planes in between flights. All right, let's see. Keep your garbage bags in place with adhesive hooks. If your garbage bag is always slipping into the bin, secure it with this hack. You'll need two sticky wall hooks and a drawstring garbage bag. Attach one hook upside down to the outside of the trash can and the hook to the trash can to the drawstrings on it. That seems awfully troublesome. Use AAA batteries if you run out of AA ones. Can't find any more AA batteries in the drawer? When you need to replace the batteries in the remote without trekking to the store, stick a AAA battery in there. Then, roll a small ball of aluminum foil to plug the gap on the negative end of the battery.
That seems dangerous.
It does. It does. I don't want my remote to explode. And then finally, touch up wrinkled clothes with hair straightener. Using a hair straightener on collars and that space between buttons also works. If you happen to have hair straightener laying around the house. Does Morelli have hair straightener laying around the house?
No. Not at all.
You know, it's really funny. On last night's Big Brother, there's a guy named Tyler who's like a lifeguard. He's got kind of like long, really, really, really curly hair. And so one of the other house guests, this girl, Sam, she's crazy. She's like a, she's a hair, she's a, she cuts hair and everything, beautician. And she straightened his hair. Like, and I'm talking about a guy with really curly hair. And he had his eyes closed while she was doing it with a hair straightener. And he opened his eyes, he looked in the mirror, and he completely freaked out. But it's back to its curly self now. But it was pretty funny. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got the news coming up on 720 WGN and more after this.